as John 6 says in 39 and 40, so beautifully. And this is the will of the Father, Jesus speaking, who sent me, that of all he has given me, I shall you lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. John 6, 39. Now that's one verse worth hearing. And I'll read it to you again. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son of God and believes in him may have everlasting life. And again he says, I will raise him up in the last day. It is the will of God that he loses none the Father has given him. Amen. He's not going to stop. He hasn't quitted. He hasn't rejected. He hasn't left you behind. He has not. He is the only one who never felt that way, even when you and your lovely friends did. Even when the evidence was stacked, he said, come out of the shadows. Don't believe the lie. He was talking to me about today about our lives. He said, you know, there is your life laid out and how you lived and what you did and all of it. And my plan is on a clear plastic sheet laid out there. And I just put it right over the top of that baby. And I see my line running through the whole thing.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You did Amen. This, and then you did that, and then that happened to you, and then you went over there. He said, I just take this big plastic sheet with the, well, and I just put it on top, and I say,
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
It goes from A to Z, from Alpha to Omega, from eternity to eternity. It is there. You just put it on top and say, there's the line. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, under your name alphabetically in heaven is that clear cellophane sheet with that line. And one of these days when you stand before God at the great white throne judgment that I believe is the throne of grace, he's going to take that plastic sheet and say, ha, JB, here, look at that. You belong here.
Amen.
Yeah, you belong here.
That's it. Thank God.
Go on to receive your inheritance. Pleasures at my Father's right hand forevermore. He's the God of all comfort. And he wants you to receive his comfort. And to know it's never failed you. And that none are not invited to receive it. That your pains and your anxieties and your sorrows and your regrets, he understands them completely. He's experienced them. And he stands up for us and has always stood up for us. And if you look over your shoulder, you will see that. That his love has always had you covered. And that the blood was crimson love. And that he has never stopped helping you once, nor can he, because it is his Father's assignment to him that he should lose nothing. John 6:39. So that he should present it in the day of the resurrection. I'd lose one, Lord. He'd chase you down all the way to Chapnatown and bring you right back in here. He said, I want to comfort you. Don't let life get to you. Don't let the mistakes of your youth get to you. Don't let the temptations of your old age get to you. I'm the God of comfort. The line goes through it all. You look at that lineage of Jesus Christ and you say, I would not call that a lineage of Jesus Christ at all. I mean, he went through some shady people. And that lineage of Jesus Christ, you say, well, why does he have that huge lineage from the beginning to the end of Jesus Christ? So that you'll know that your lineage is just as shaky, but you come out.
Amen. That's it.
A wiener in the end.
Right.
Yeah, you do. You got a couple of whores in your line, a couple of thieves and liars, a couple of adulterers, you got them all in it's all in your line, all in your 70. Oh, not me. It was in your head. You've done it.
Yes.
Don't come near me with that hoity-toity stuff. I will go to pieces. Well, I can't abide that stuff. That's too religious for me. There's nothing more evil, more wicked, or cruel than a religious devil. Religious devils are the ultimate true killers of the earth. And don't let them kill your faith. Don't let them kill your courage. Don't let them kill your confidence in the fact that ours is the God of all comfort. That means mine.
Hallelujah.
That means as far out as I am or have been, his comfort was there. He understood. He could completely relate. He was always compassionate. He always had me covered. He never stopped working in all things after the counsel of his own will. And thank God. He will present me faultless to his Father one day.
Amen.
I receive that tonight, don't you?
Amen.
I receive it tonight, and I say, thank God. I receive the comfort of God tonight. I receive by your comfort, my Father, and I'm blessed. I'm encouraged. I'm strengthened. My faith is renewed. Thank God for the comfort of God. Thank God. You understand and never didn't understand, and you were always on my side.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
That you chuckled at the things I wept over, and you laughed at the things I thought were the worst of my mistakes and said, just watch.
Amen.
What I'm doing and how this baby's going to turn out. I've been given an assignment to present this lad faultless, and I will.
Hallelujah.
I ever live to make intercession for you. And I refuse to forget it.
Yeah.
I will not forget it. To forget it is to, oh, how can I tell? I don't know about you, but if there are two chairs in the room, one's got lots of fluff in it, and the other one's a wooden one, you know which one I'm going to try to sit in. And I'm going to tell you here and now, who can turn down such a God of comfort, huh? Who can turn down such a God of comfort? None of us can. Thank you for your comfort, mighty God. I receive the healing blessing power of it into my life right now. I receive your comfort. I let go of the stuff. I receive your comfort. Whew, thank you. Thank you. I found someone, Lord, who understands, who can relate, who has wept where I wept. Thank you, Jesus, that you're tempted at all points as we are. You got me covered there in one of them, maybe two or three. And that you want to succor me tonight. I drink from the breast of the loving God of comfort, who is my life and my food tonight. Bless us. Bless us with your comfort, Abba. For we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.